What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, my name is Mark Moore. I am your co-host with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
How are you today, Kathy?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
It's Friday, or Saturday.
It's Friday. It depends on what day you're listening to.
What day you're listening to it.
So the show is pre-recorded.
On Fridays.
Our show broadcast on Saturday, I believe it's 11 o'clock.
And Sunday.
And Sunday, 11 o'clock, mm-hmm. And then 6 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. So we have four different opportunities to hear our show in the weekend, plus you can hear online on the website as well that we have. Mm-hmm. So today let's talk about, I just started thinking about, you know, people think they're covered and they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about things that people generally think I have coverage for, but they find out later I don't have coverage. Mm-hmm. And that's never a good place to be.
No.
For either the customer and especially the insurance agent, because when you have a situation where people have a claim, well, I knew I wasn't covered for that, so they're not going to be upset. But when you have a situation where somebody, hey, I thought my insurance was going to cover that, and they found that it does not cover it,
right.
that could be, you know, sometimes you cannot buy insurance on certain things.
Correct.
But let's think about maybe some big ticket items. Which one comes to your mind, Kathy?
Flood.
Flood, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So your homeowner's policy does not cover flood.
Right.
Why is that? And I'll tell you why. It's called adverse selection. That's the term that's used for flood, because what that basically means is that only people that live in flood areas are going to buy flood insurance. So you're not able to spread your risk around like you could if it's maybe just a fire loss. I mean, everybody has a house. If you had a fire loss, then everybody's paying premium into that for the fire loss. But in a flood situation, only people that have a exposure to flood are going to buy the policy. So that's why it's handled by the federal government. Generally speaking, you know, there are some companies that write excess flood over the National Flood Insurance Program's policy. But you may see a piece of paper that says, you know, State Farm, Auto Owners, a different company. But what's really happening is it's all passing through to the National Flood Insurance Program, what it does.
A lot of times people have flood because the mortgagee requires them to have it, or if they're like on a river or they're on a, you know, the lake or somewhere.
Or if you're in Florida.
Or coastal areas, inland areas, that's usually when people are required to have it. Some people will feel the necessity to get it because they don't want to have that exposure. But for some reason, people just think that they're just covered for anything on their homeowner's policy. And that's a big, you know, problem. Yes. For everybody.
And also
earthquake.
Mm-hmm. So that is not covered unless you buy an endorsement. Mm-hmm. Unlike flood, even though flood is, you know, you can buy it from an insurance company, it ultimately passes back through to the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
But on earthquake, it's not the case normally, because it's companies will write coverage for earthquake voluntarily. We are on a fault line. There's the Brevard fault. And we've had a couple tremors here and there, but, you know, we're not in California. So
yes.
So that's another thing that is not covered, flood, earthquake.
Right.
Let's talk about maybe things that are only partially covered. And let's talk about maybe you might have limitations on your policy for certain things. Generally, we're talking about theft. Let's mm-hmm. Let's think about what will be one of those, Kathy. Jewelry.
Jewelry.
So if you have somebody was to come in, break into your house and steal your jewelry, then you may only be limited to a certain amount, and it varies by policy. Some policies may give you $1,000 of coverage. Some companies may give you $1,500. You may get as high as $5,000 or $10,000. But if you have a jewelry collection, I can't say that right, Kathy. You know, all of your valuables are stolen, then that's going to be limited by whatever your homeowner's policy says, and you got to actually schedule that item onto your policy. I mean, what does that mean, Kathy, when we talk about scheduling
an item? When you schedule an item, if it is a piece of jewelry or what have you, or maybe a collection of things that you might keep, You have to be required to have an appraisal or a receipt. So say that you just bought them, somebody, a ring, you should have a receipt, keep that. And then we also have to have some type of value. And if you can't get, if the appraisal is really old, they might require you to get a new one. But it's worth it to have those items on your policy so that you know that you have, something were to happen to them, that you would get what you actually paid for them.
Yes. And the appraisal needs to be, you want to have one that's not 20 years old, because back values do change.
Yes.
So that would be a surprise if you found out somebody came in there and stole your...
And cash, too.
Yeah, cash is generally going to be limited to a small amount. The policies are becoming like $200, so you don't really get any type of coverage for that.
And we're talking mainly an HO3 policy, which is a standard, special policy.
Different policies vary. Different companies vary with different endorsements they may have. Right. So that's a surprise. Mm-hmm. Another bad surprise is your what we call a coverage B building is limited as well. In fact, there you'll see some words thrown around in insurance like full coverage or all risk. Right. Those are curse words to us because there is no such thing as full coverage insurance. There is no such thing as all risk insurance.
Right.
There's always going to be an exclusion or limitations on any insurance policy. And when I'm talking about these coverage B buildings, which is your outbuilding, you may have a detached garage or a
retaining wall.
Yeah, pools, fences,
docks.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be limited by 10% of what your house is insured for. So if you have, maybe a $500,000 house, then you've got $50,000 of coverage for other structure. And a lot of times that may not be enough when people have other structures.
Usually it's not, because they might have a shed or something or the barn or whatever.
I don't think we have to worry about, I think if you're in metro Atlanta, we probably don't have to worry about that as much as we do up here, because a lot of people have outbuildings or barns or different things on their property. Mm-hmm. Compared to maybe, say your mom and dad in Florida. They live in a subdivision. I bet you nobody in that subdivision really has any type of other structures to think of. Your dad's got a shed from, where does that come from, Lowe's or Home Depot or something? Mm-hmm. That's not going to be, his 10% on his homeowner's policy, but other structures are going to cover that shed. Mm-hmm. But that's very prevalent up here.
Yes.
So that's another thing to watch out for. As I said before, there is limitations on homeowner's policies, and you're stuck with whatever limits on your policy, and it may be a...
But you can endorse the other structure cover to be adequate for what you need. So if you have other things out there, other structures, like, you put in fencing or a retaining wall or a dock or, what have you, a shed or what have you, you just need to make sure you discuss that with your agent so that we can actually endorse it to increase that coverage to be adequate for what you need.
Okay. So I think that's definitely something that people not may be covered for enough. What is another thing, Kathy? Let's think about other things that people are surprised to find out about. Let's talk about...
livestock.
Okay, that's good. I actually thought of that too. So weapons, if you have a horse...
Or cows.
And it goes out...
Goats.
Say that the fence is down, or it gets out of the pasture and it goes into the road and causes an accident. What's going to happen if you have just a plain old HO3 policy?
It won't be covered.
You have no coverage. Mm-hmm. So you've got to buy a endorsement. If it's a homeowner's policy, it's incidental farm liability, mm-hmm. and that would cover that claim, or have some sort of farm owner's policy to be able to cover that claim. Mm-hmm. And that's also prevalent up here too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
People have livestock. What about some companies want to exclude things? Like I had one yesterday I was looking at that the company just had a flat-out dog exclusion. They didn't cover it at all for liability.
Well, sometimes it's a specific breed. They will exclude a specific dog, certain breeds like a pit bull or Rottweiler or something that's had a history of biting. Not necessarily have to be an actual that breed, but something like that. They don't like certain breeds depending on the care. And they want to exclude it, even though your pet might be no problems previously. They're still not going to look at it fondly when they're trying to insure you.
That's something you need to know as a homeowner.
Yes.
You make decisions.
Because you're responsible for your pet
or
your children, even so if they're out doing something. So just keep that in mind on that.
That's hard to swallow sometimes because you don't like to be responsible for somebody else's actions. I mean, right. Most people know they're responsible for children, but they may not be know they're responsible for maybe an adult that you've loaned your car to, things of that nature.
Right.
So we're going to come back after the break, and we're talking about things that are, you know, people may not be aware that, hey, I'm not covered for that. And what do you mean I'm not covered? And we're trying to shed some light on that so people will know how to either deal with it. Most times you can hopefully get insurance for certain things. So, and that has to be dealt with. So we will be back after the break. My name is Mark Moore. My co-host, Kathy Moore. We're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore and my co-host, Mark Moore. We want to let you know where we're located. We have five locations. Three of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc., and they're located in Blairsville, Georgia, across the street from Home Depot. And across the way, or next to the post office there, we are in the South State Bank building. You can come by our office there in Blairsville to see how we can help you with your insurance needs there. Also, we have a location in Hiawassee, Georgia, on 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're right next to the hospital in that red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see us in Hiawassee to see how we can help you with your insurance there as well. And lastly, our main office, which is in Hayesville, North Carolina, right there on Highway 64 West. It's 157 Highway 64 West. Come by and see us. We're also next to United Community Bank as well. We have a green roof right there next to it. Come by and see our office there. That's where most everything happens there for us in that office. And then we have a location in Murphy, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. We're right there on 64 past Soho's. Arby's on the left there. Come by and see us there in Murphy. And lastly, our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance as well. Please come by and see us. We are right there located right past United Community Bank and between that and Burger King. And we can come by and see us there. Also check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. You can like us on Facebook, and also on our website, you can access all these podcasts. If you missed one of our shows, you can see it on there, as well as make a payment or ask for a free quote.
All right. So today we're talking about, and the name of the show we're going to call is I Thought I Was Covered for That, mm-hmm. explanation. So when do people read their insurance policies, Kathy?
When there's a claim.
After they had a loss. Mm-hmm. And so our job we try to do is to see, you know, we write a policy, we try to establish what you got on that particular day. And then I always say insurance is a moving target. It could change tomorrow. People buy things. People add on. A lot of things happened differently than maybe it was when you first wrote the policy. So there's surprises out there. Mm-hmm. And the time to address this is not after a claim.
No, it's before.
That's what you learned after a claim, but you want to know before a claim.
Right.
So
I feel people get very busy with their lives. And basically, they don't have the time for things like that until they have a claim. And then now they have time to go over everything with us. I know it's kind of a pain for us to call you and want to meet with you and go over all your policies. People get really busy or they just, you know, forget to tell us about things.
We've got a solution to that now. We've just developed a renewal questionnaire that's on our website. And we're going to be sending out an email or text message or maybe a letter to our customers. And if you can take just the 5 minutes or less than 5 minutes to fill out the questionnaire, we can hopefully catch some of these things that we've talked about previously. You know, but before the break, we talked about, you know, things that people may not be aware is not covered. You know, flood is not covered. Earthquake is not covered. Mm-hmm. You're limited on your homeowner's policy if it has to do with theft of maybe jewelry or anything that's got intrinsic value is going to be limited. Also, what I didn't bring up is perhaps the roof. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing now, the standard today seems like that a lot of companies are switching over to from replacement cost to actual cash value on a roof. So particularly the year normally seems to be 15 years. So what that means is you may be surprised to find out that, hey, I had a hailstorm. Had my roof been 5 years old, they would have completely replaced my roof. But now the roof is over 15 years old. The policy is now and it, this gets snuck into your policy because you'll see like a, you know, some kind of change come through or the renewal. It says that, you know, now your roof is 15 years old. We're going to be paying actual cash value for the roof, which means instead of getting a new roof, you're going to get what they think the roof's worth today, which is actual cash value. And there's a formula based on that. Like they have like a, it depreciates so much every year. So if you got a roof that's 20 years old, then you're probably going to be getting a depreciated settlement, or you will be getting a depreciated settlement on your roof, which will, they might knock off, say, $3,000 arbitrarily off the value of the roof because it's, that's what they consider that actual cash value to be. So
I feel like some people get upset when they come in and they've had a claim, say maybe it's a part of their roof has been damaged, and they just assume that they're going to get the whole roof replaced. What happens is the carrier will actually typically come in and just repair the part that's damaged. And then people say, well, now my shingles don't match, or they don't make this now, and now it doesn't look that great. They're not required to replace the whole thing. If it's a partial, you know, a few shingles off or whatever that, they're not going
to replace. I'll say like one side was damaged, the other side wasn't damaged.
Right.
But there is an endorsement now. Mm-hmm. I think Kathy's alluding to this.
Yes,
I am. You can buy an endorsement now that's a roof, you know, material matching endorsement. So let's say that maybe 5% of your roof is damaged and, you know, you just can't really match the shingles. It's going to look funny when you have shingles on your roof. You can't do that. There's also, that can happen is interior. There's one endorsement now that's been coming out pretty recently about maybe your floor is damaged and you have to replace the whole floor.
Same thing.
Because the insurance is not going to replace the undamaged portion of a roof unless you have that endorsement.
Right.
But that could be a surprise, too, to find out.
So make sure you talk to your agent about that as well. Yeah.
So let's flip the switch over to auto insurance.
Okay.
What's a surprise? Now, I don't know if you'll get it or not, Kathy. I'm thinking of one, see if you can get it. What are really people surprising when they've caused an accident, they're at fault, and a lot of people don't have what?
Rental car.
Got it. Bingo. And then also, the surprise, maybe you do have a rental car, but it's not enough to pay for a rental car for you.
So I think people get the impression that the rental car is for when they rent a car. That is not exactly what the coverage is for. We actually have, you know, if you're at fault and you have, you know, gotten a car accident and it's your fault, then your policy will provide a rental car for the person that you hit. And then what you need to look at is
because you're liable for that.
Because you're liable.
Yeah.
And you're at fault. So what people don't notice is that sometimes, especially recently, people trying to get a car. So say you have, you know, $30 a day for up to $900.
Which is
nothing today to rent a car. What happens, you have something. So say the person that you basically had an accident with, or you're liable for their, you know, property damage or what have you, they are needing a van or SUV because they have children or whatever they have to do, and you have $30 a day for 90. That's for you.
So what Kathy's saying is
you're
liable for bodily injury and property damage to a third party. So your insurance is going to pay for their bodily injury or also damage their vehicle.
Plus
playing for renting a car for them. So that's one thing. That's liability.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about what you have. And now your car is damaged. Yeah, you're at fault.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could do it. Maybe it's a one car accident. You drive off the road and tow your car.
Right.
So your policy does not automatically come with rental car coverage.
You have to.
But typically we've seen like maybe the policy might pay $30 a day. And to rent a car now might be double that.
It might be $50 or might be $75 a day or $100 a day, depending on what kind of car you need. So that's something people always have a little problem with. Or if they're at fault, after that amount is exhausted, it's, you know, you're on your own.
Yeah, we've had that happen this year with a customer.
Mm-hmm. And they don't understand that.
It's just so you're limited by – some people don't even have it at all.
Right.
And then some people have – you know, just maybe a lower value of that. I think the lowest value you can get is $15 a day up to $450.
I don't even.
And surely nobody writes that anymore.
I hope not, because it's not going to do any good for you. So we try to do at least higher than 30 to probably 50 to 75 to 100. Because just I've had people come in to even get to, like, say, Enterprise here locally, and they have that amount and they know that's what they need to have. But when they get there, they don't have that even available. They don't have a car to pay
the $30
to rent you for that.
Yeah.
So then they have to go the higher one, which means those limits are already exhausted before your car's repaired or replaced.
And then you're paying for the car yourself.
And then they're upset.
Even though your insurance paid some of it.
Exactly.
Another surprise on the vehicle may be, maybe surprised to find out that if you maybe have a company-furnished vehicle, mm-hmm. so if you work for a business that provides you a car, that has got to be added onto your insurance policy as well. Well, so our show's really got over in a hurry, hasn't it, Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
So, but these are things to think about. I guess we could talk some more about this on another show, but just be aware of what you have coverage for and know what you're covered for and, more importantly, what you're not covered for. So this is Mark Moore signing off on another show. My co-host, Kathy Moore. We'll be back next week on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.